Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. It's what we do every day. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan's attorney general has been among the loudest in the nation saying there was no voter fraud in 2020, but she just charged three Detroit women for exactly that. Seems strange. Number two, Republican Senate candidates packing cash into their bank accounts in major swing states, giving the red team a big boost headed to the midterms. And number one, there might be coal in your stocking for Christmas. Might be damn glad it's there. I mean, could be the cheapest way to heat your home this winter without breaking the bank. Energy crisis, America. All over the country, the conversation is the same. The Democrats are killing us, and everything is getting more expensive. Everything. Every day I'm going to sample from around the nation, local newscasts, what they're seeing, what they're saying about the economy and the problems we're facing. Today, we start in Florida. The bite of inflation there hurting everyone as well. We check in on South Florida and the pain they're feeling when buying gasoline. Listen.
We found at least two stations in Miami where regular gas is $4.59.
Does it make you want to cry looking at that number? $4.59.
Yeah, for sure.
The national average for gas is $3.27. Here's what it's looking like in South Florida. Dade at $3.18, Broward at $3.21, Monroe $3.24, and Palm Beach County at $3.32.
I'm really worried about gas prices going up. That's going to really hammer a lot of Floridians who have to commute to work every day.
Certainly since the average gas price rose 12 cents last week, according to AAA.
The supplies are not what they used to be. There's a whole host of things that are really having problems right now.
Really having problems right now, you think? Listen, it's not just gasoline. It's all energy right now. Your electric bill's going up. The cost of propane, natural gas, heating oil is going to be devastating for some families in the northern half of the country as we head into winter. And yes, winter's coming despite the best efforts of the left to convince you that winter won't be here. It will be here soon enough. You won't care for it. I can assure you of that. The cost of the Biden policies on American citizens is really taking its toll. One of those that can see up front is the CEO of giant food stores. He's sitting in the front row seat watching all of this happen, watching the price of groceries on the shelves of his stores, giant supermarkets, go through the roof. His name is Nicholas Bertram. Here's what he said.
Honestly, by June, we had already had the same number of cost increase requests from manufacturers that we got in the whole of 2020, and it just seems to continue to accelerate. Of course, we run it through our commodity strategy team to make sure that the costs are warranted. Anywhere we can push back, we always do. And anywhere we can absorb the cost for customers, we try to do that as well. But honestly, everything continues to get more expensive right now.
Everything is more expensive. And I like Mr. Bertram quite well, but let's be honest, he doesn't eat the cost himself. They pass it on to the consumer, on to you. Otherwise, you couldn't run a successful business. That's the truth. That's the truth. And by the way, I want to share this with you because this could explain a big part of the problem. You see, Democrats think you can just print money. Doesn't matter. Won't cause inflation, won't be a problem. Inflation is here to stay. Inflation is real and it's ruinous. All right? It's real and it's ruinous. And it could be devastating to you and I and to this economy. But oblivious to the financial ruin that is occurring everywhere around her. Of course, maybe not around her. Nancy Pelosi. She sits in her palace in San Francisco. She closes the gate. She grabs ice cream from her $25,000 refrigerator. But as you can imagine, she is really mathematically challenged. She is. Many Democrats are. Let me give you an example. Here's the question going in. How high can Nancy count? How high can Nancy Pelosi count? Can Nancy Pelosi count to three? Let's find out. Roll it.
Build Back Better is three baskets. It's climate, which we spent some time talking about already, health, jobs, security, and moral responsibility. It's health care, the issues that relate to the Affordable Care Act, Medicare and Medicaid, and family care. I mentioned some of those issues already. And so whatever we do, it will be transformative. It will produce results. And we are very grateful to our president for saying, I want to pass the bipartisan bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what is, can be in that bill. Hence, we need the Build Back Better.
I'm not sure she can count to three. We have three baskets, she said. Three baskets. Then she names, I think, 12 different items. We have three baskets. It's this one and 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 this one. No wonder we're in trouble. Nancy can't even count to three. What'd you expect? What did you expect from these folks? What a disaster that turned out to be. A lot of things you won't be getting for Christmas because of the economy and the problems and the bottlenecks, shipping issues. Some folks say it's because we bought too much. All those stimulus checks, all the money into the economy pumped in by the government, people bought too much. They ordered this and ordered that, spent tons of money. Now, I know that's true in some places. I know gun stores, places that I visit. Every time a stimulus check would be distributed to the nation, when those checks went out, people flooded into the gun stores. I bet the Democrats didn't think about that, did they? They boosted gun sales like never before. In fact, 2020 and 21 have been the best years for the gun industry to make money in all of my life. And they've had some good years previously, but this has been by far the best year of all of my life. Gun sales through the roof, stimulated by the federal government. But the White House scrambling to stop the supply chain problem we have, it's not going to be tackled anytime soon. The White House trying to tackle inflation-inducing supply bottlenecks, meat and semiconductors, energy as we talked about, food in general, automobiles, computers, electronics. Joe Biden planning to meet with top executives from Walmart, Home Depot, and with unions and other stakeholders this week to discuss efforts to relieve transportation bottlenecks before delivering a speech on the topic, which will be another meaningless, boring, meandering, who knows what it'll be. But I can guarantee you this, he won't take questions. That I can assure you, Joe Biden will not take questions. By the way, his polling today, the worst it's ever been. And falling. He's into the 30s now. He's into the, as inflation that they tell you is not real continues to rise, his popularity, worse than it's ever been. But I want to share with you something special after the break. The vice president, there's only one person less popular than Joe Biden, that's the vice president, generally speaking. Kamala Harris, even less popular. And her comments that I'm going to share with you after the break will put her into an even worse place. And keep in mind, this is after her space cadet performance on that NASA video that was all a fake. All a fake. You know that. I'm going to play it for you, though. You know what? Let's just do all Kamala Harris after the break. You're going to love this. Why do people not like Kamala? I can't figure it out, but I'm going to try to figure it out with you right here on the Steve Gerber Show. I think we can get to the bottom of it, all right? You and I. Let's work together, shall we? I'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.